Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and it is my privilege and my pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience once again. The prophet Isaiah said, "Come, let us reason together," and that's the reason we come together each week to study God's holy and inspired word. But let us approach the throne of grace. Father God, once again, you have allowed us to come into your presence for the study of your word. We pray now, O Master, that you would just conform us more to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, which we understand is your ultimate goal. We ask now, Lord, that you bless those who are sick and shut in, those, Father, who are affirmed, and Father, just be with us now as we begin this study. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for his name's sake. Amen. Well, we have been in an extended study in the book of Acts, and we're in chapter 13. We left off about verse 40, and that's where we're going to pick it up, and then we're going to keep on moving through. Amen. So, Acts chapter 13, verse 40, for those of you who may be able to have a Bible in front of you, I ask that you open it up. If you're driving or somewhere where you don't have your Bible, I'll be reading the verses to you. And I always like to encourage you, when you are through with this program and you get a chance, go home, open your Bible. Don't take my word for it. Study the scriptures to show yourself approved. Amen. Verse 40, "Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you." Verse 42. Now here's where we're going into our transition from last week. Now, we find that this passage is really an eye-opener starting in verse 42. It's very informative. It's picturing how people respond to the gospel message. Now, verse 42. "And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached them to them the next Sabbath." So let's take a minute to understand that word, what's going on here. The word besought, it's a continuous action. This is a picture that they begged Paul to share more about the forgiveness of the sins, which is in Christ Jesus. This is the response to the gospel. And so the Gentiles desired to hear more. They wanted a further understanding about the scriptures. Now let's pick it up in verse 43. "Now when the congregation was broken up and many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who were speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God." Now, I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, but when we preach the gospel message, we should have and pray that those who hear will have such a hunger that they will beg for more of the word of God. Some of them were hungry for God, the desire to hear more immediately. They didn't want to wait. Psalms 42:2 says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Psalm 119, verse 131 says, "I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments." Let's look at Psalms 126, verses 5 and 6. "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." And Psalms 143, verse 6 says, "I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." Now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if we can just establish the fact that when we preach the gospel, there will be those who have a hunger and thirst for the word of God. And so we see now that they're preaching this word. And it says in verse 44, it says, "And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming." Now, the truth of Christ in the scripture should always be the message preached and taught. Many times today, and I just don't want to be judgmental, but many times today, We are delivering philosophy rather than the word of God. If we just preach the gospel, tell the story. We saw it back early in the chapters when Stephen rehearsed the story. It cost him his life, but he rehearsed the story. Peter rehearsed the story. Paul now is rehearsing the story. When we tell the story, then the gospel has its opportunity to do what it does best, and that is draw all men unto him. Amen? When we start adding to and trying to make it seem more palatable to our hearers and our listeners, then we are really perverting the gospel. We need to tell the gospel for what the gospel is actually saying. So what is needed? A believer who lives and preaches and teaches as Paul is a believer who prays much, who studies the scripture much, who diligently seeks and lives righteously, who preaches Jesus Christ as the Savior. That's the crust of our ministry as preachers and pastors. We are just to tell the story. Now, some who never attend came to hear the word of God. The natural hunger within the human heart is for the truth of God. The news being spread abroad about the preaching of the truth, the faithful work and the witnessing of Paul and Barnabas and other Christian believers throughout the week drew these people into the synagogue because they wanted to hear more about Jesus Christ. You know, I need to put a pin in here for a minute and just tell you that today, many times I believe we as pastor preachers make the mistake of dealing with a needs felt ministry. That is, we try to give the people what they think they need. We need just to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. When we do that, then the word of God will stand strong and true, and a word goes forth, and then we will see the harvest come. Now, some rejected and opposed the truth. They were filled with envy toward the people who were coming. The place was filling up with people. They were envious because now here these two men come to town, Paul and Barnabas, preach this word of God, and suddenly the multitudes, the whole city is coming to hear the gospel message. They were filled with envy towards the preachers. They opposed those things, both what Paul was doing and teaching. Now, let me read you John 15:20. It says, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, then they will keep yours also." 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Now, I know that's something that sometimes we don't like to talk about, but as brothers and sisters in Christ, we must realize and recognize that when we present the gospel message, whether you are a pastor, preacher, or someone who sits in a pew, you are a child of God. When you present the gospel message, there will be those who come up against you and persecute you. When you try to live a righteous life, there will be those who will try to get you sidetracked, tear you down, talk about you. And so we must understand that if Christ was persecuted, and if we're preaching his message, we shall be persecuted also. The preachers responded to the people was fourfold. First, the preachers the preachers rejected the rejecters of the gospel. Let me read a little further. "But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, as I say, and spake those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it is necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." You know, sometimes I think we waste too much time with somebody trying to convince them that they need to receive Jesus Christ. Now, I have to caution this next statement because we have to be led by the Spirit. But when somebody keeps rejecting the word of God, there are too many who are hungry for the word of God, who have been searching for the word of God. So therefore, you and I must be about our Father's business. We cannot afford to spend exorbitant amount of time with somebody trying to convince them to receive Jesus Christ. If they are opposing us and blaspheming the word of God, then like the Bible says, shake the dust off your feet and move on, because the Spirit of the living God has someone else who is willing to listen. So the word of God had been clearly proclaimed to them. They received every opportunity. They had pushed the word away. They vigorously and strongly reacted. They rejected the word. They judged themselves unworthy of everlasting life. And that is a poor, poor testimony for somebody to reject everlasting life. It's a heartbreaking, gut-wrenching ordeal to watch and see somebody do that. But we understand the truth is that some will reject Jesus Christ. Verse 47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, and thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Verse 48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. When we preach the gospel, there will be those who are, like I keep saying, who are hungry for the word of God. And when they sense the word of God going out before them, then the Spirit will draw them and they will come. The preachers were persecuted and forcibly expelled from the city and surrounding areas. We read a little further. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 says, but thou hast fully known my persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And the Lord will deliver us when we are persecuted for his word. The preachers dramatically turned away from those who rejected, and the preachers were sustained by God. Oh, that is such good news, because many times it does feel lonely when we preach and preach and preach, and it seems like those in the pews, it's just almost falling on deaf ears. But those that are hungry for the word of God, there's always that ram in the bush, if you will, that will grasp onto the word of God and have a life-changing, transitioning purpose for their life, knowing that God has died for them that they might have the right to eternal life. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, that's worth it all. Amen. That is worth it all. Let me just read to the end of the chapter before we have to close out this program. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of the coasts. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's time for me to wind this program down for this week. Please tune in again next week. Pray for me as I pray for you. Visit us on the web at www.smbcmesa.org or come join us in worship service at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. Take care and God bless. See you next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.